Serious injuries in Northern Ireland, what the data shows. Roads, workplaces, catastrophic injury, the picture across Northern Ireland in 2025-26, and what it means if you've been seriously hurt. 1,140 people killed or seriously injured on Northern Ireland roads in 2025-26 PSNI road traffic statistics. 376. The Department for Infrastructure's 2030 target for serious road injuries. The current figure is around three times higher. NIRST 2030 Annual Report 2024. £607 million annual cost of workplace injury and ill health to Northern Ireland society. SENI Workplace Health Statistics. Serious injuries happen every day in Northern Ireland, on the roads, at work, and in incidents that leave people with permanent, life-changing conditions. If you or someone close to you has been badly hurt, understanding the scale of the problem and who may be responsible is often the first step towards getting proper support. 1. Road traffic injuries. The number of people killed or seriously injured on Northern Ireland roads rose to 1,140% in the year to March 2026, the highest figure in more than a decade. That increase is happening despite a government target to reduce serious road injuries by half before 2030. In 2024 alone, 939 people were seriously injured on Northern Ireland roads. That was already 25% above the 2014 to 2018 strategy baseline and far above the 2030 target of fewer than 376. Most serious road injuries involve drivers, passengers, motorcyclists and pedestrians struck by vehicles travelling at speed. The most common causation factors recorded by the PSNI include driver inattention, dangerous overtaking and impairment. The PSNI's detailed trends reporting also shows ongoing concern around child casualties and young driver serious injuries. Where another driver's negligence caused the injury, a compensation claim may still be possible whether or not a prosecution followed. Case study, Newtown Abbey Jack's serious motorcycle accident settled for £900,000. Jack was knocked from his motorcycle when a car cut across his path, throwing him a significant distance and leaving him with life-changing injuries. His case settled for £900,000. 2. Workplace injuries. Workplace fatalities in Northern Ireland have fallen over time, but serious non-fatal injuries and work-related illness remain a major problem. SENI's Workplace Health Statistics 2025 show that 18,000 workers were affected by musculoskeletal conditions caused or made worse by work in 2023 to 2024, up from 14,000 the year before. The combined estimated cost of workplace injuries and ill health to Northern Ireland is around £607 million each year. Work-related ill health alone is estimated to cost more than £390 million annually, and more than 300 people are thought to die each year from work-related disease. Employers have a legal duty to keep workers safe. When faulty equipment, poor training, or unsafe working conditions lead to a serious injury, the employer may be liable, regardless of whether the incident was formally reported or investigated at the time. Case study, Lisburn Connor's workplace accident settled for £650,000. Connor was directing traffic in a yard when a forklift driver drove over his foot, causing a severe and permanent injury. His claim against his employer settled for £650,000. 3. Catastrophic injury, brain, spinal, and limb loss. Some injuries are severe enough to change every part of a person's life. Brain injuries, spinal injuries, and amputations can affect mobility, communication, independence, work, and long-term quality of life. These are among the most complex personal injury claims because the consequences are permanent and the financial impact can be enormous. That impact often includes lifelong care, adapted housing, rehabilitation, specialist equipment, and loss of earnings. In the most serious cases, compensation can run into the millions. Brain injury matters. NI estimates that around 37,000 people in Northern Ireland are currently living with the long-term effects of a brain injury. Spinal injuries and amputations most often arise from road collisions, falls from height and heavy machinery accidents, all categories where the wider road and workplace data already shows ongoing concern. Case study, Belfast Jonathan's serious brain injury settled for £3 million. Jonathan was crossing a road in Belfast when a car on the wrong side of the road struck him, causing a serious brain injury. His case required expert evidence on lifetime care needs and loss of earnings, and settled for £3 million.